AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Hi there, I'm Matt McNeil. Hunter, do you know what this is?
That's a card-carrying NRA membership.
I am a card-carrying, angry member of the NRA. Damn it! Yesterday we had mailbag, and in mailbag, someone sent me an NRA membership card. And a membership. Someone paid for me to be a member of the NRA. Trust me, it wasn't me. Although I've had actually numerous people tell me I should run for the board, which they'd shoot me before that. I mean, they let's be honest. I mean, these guys, yeah. Anywho, someone had signed me up and sent me and paid for a membership to the National Rifle Association. I don't know if you've heard about this plucky little bunch, but they're a bunch of tools. They really are horrible human beings. And I'm now a member of their crew. So there you go. You actually made the point, is this Randy in Coon Rapids?
That's what I thought initially, or
immediately. That's actually an interesting question. I don't know. There's a cleverness to this. I want to respect whoever did this. There is a cleverness to this, but there's also a short-sightedness to this because, of course, I'm going to do something to this card. I mean, of course we're going to. And I think the idea that we've come up with, and let me bounce this off you. Brett thought this was a good idea. I think what we do is we find a charitable group that is fighting for common sense gun regulations, and that if a listener makes a donation, we will actually print out an official Matt McNeil thank you plaque, maybe featuring me with the NRA logos on my nipples. All right? Maybe I'll pose. I'll do one of those Instagram poses where I've got my caboose out back and I'm leaning into the camera. Look at me! With, my NRA stickers on my nipples. And not only that, but we will cut a piece of the NRA card off, an official piece of the Matt McNeil NRA card, and attach it to that, and that will be suitable for framing, you know, from the Franklin Mint sort of thing, you know, where you could have it up there next to your Princess Diana commemorative plate. It's the Matt McNeil NRA card piece. And the hours you can have telling your kids of the fun and excitement of having that NRA piece of the NRA card from Matt McNeil.
Yeah, I like it turning bad into good.
Oh, it would turn a lot of good, wouldn't it? Oh. You know, like I said, Randy, if this was you, call. I'll give you credit. Like I said, it's a little clever, short-sighted, but clever. Because, of course, I'm going to destroy this thing at some point. I'm going to do something with it that is, not going to be pretty. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. You know, I actually have one or two friends who are an NRA member. And oops, I just flipped it across the room. Oopsie, didn't mean to do that. Anyway, I have one or two friends who are members who are saying, hey, Matt, can't wait to see you at the next meeting. I said, do they actually have like potlucks? Can you bring a gun to these meetings? Because I would think that would be like one of the most dangerous places in the world to bring a gun would be to an NRA meeting. Because they all seem so angry. And despondent. Anyway, we're going to do something with this. And I did mention, and one thing I did want to make sure I did mention, when I first brought this up yesterday, I did think about this in regards of maybe doing a fundraiser for Puerto Rico. I think the fundraiser we're going to do with the NRA card is going to be something more in the realm of common sense gun regulation. We're going to do something for Puerto Rico because, once again, if you've been paying attention, Puerto Rico still is in dire situation and they still need our help and we need to make donations over there. So we'll do something with Puerto Rico as well. We absolutely need to. We're going to do something with common sense gun regulation on this one. Gary is in Minneapolis. He's got something about guns. Let's check in with Gary.
Yeah, you know, they always cry about the law-abiding citizens need these guns to protect themselves. There's a lot of them that probably feel sorry when their kids shot their siblings or something. But I was just going to say, a lot of them are law-abiding until they use it the wrong way on somebody, you know, they fly off the handle. And I want to say another thing, you know, They became much more efficient killers back in the 1840s when they came out with the Colt 45. It had six shots they didn't have before. And those can do a lot of damage, too.
Well, Gary,
thank you, man.
Gary, and thank you, Gary. I appreciate the phone call. Here's the thing about that, though. This epidemic of school shootings, we have to remember, we've had a few, but Columbine was really the first of this modern generation. And after 20 years of the NRA saying, you should be terrified, you should be terrified. And that's their entire game plan. They are using fear. If you go through advertising school like I had to, you learn that commercial copy, fear is one of the main ways you get people to buy a product. And they scare people into their guns. They're, you're going to get killed and raped and then killed again and then raped again. Then you need better to get a gun. And they and this is what they put forward. And it's ever since this NRA strategy of, hey, look, black people, you should be terrified. Ever since that happened, that we've seen this, you know, steady climb up to where we're at today, where we had, I mean, one of the stats I put out this last weekend is between Parkland and the March for Our Lives, in 37 days, 73 more students had been shot and killed in the United States. Just kids, not under the age of 12, just teenagers, 13 to 18. 73 in this country. It is insanity. Julie is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Julie.
Yeah, I just heard some interesting statistics today. I guess the more equality we have, the more gun violence. And I just found out, you know, way back when America started, I think I got a insight into the white male macho thing of only white males can have guns who are also landowners, because in the 1700s, I knew, obviously, black slaves could not have guns, but I was surprised to learn that women couldn't have guns either. And so it looks like a total domination thing. I don't know why they I don't know when they decided that, okay, we can let women have guns. I guess when they felt that their domination was pretty complete with gun ownership. But I thought that was really interesting. What do you think about the fact that for many, many decades, they wouldn't let women own
well,
guns.
Well, and Julie, do you remember Annie Oakley, right? Remember the great Western gun artist and performer that she was out there? One of the reasons why she was well-known was because here's this woman, and she's got a gun. And that was kind of one of the ideas, is look at her. She's the belle of the ball, and she can fire a weapon. And, there are a pathetic amount of really inferior, insecure white men in this country who are desperate for some sort of validation to their existence. And the NRA has figured out a way to mass market to those people that you have to have guns. And look at these, look at how threatened these people are in regards to guns, and how they're terrified that, you know, if I don't have my gun, I'm not macho. I mean, I'll go back to the sign I saw over at the March for Our Lives. If you have to use an assault weapon to hunt, you suck at hunting. You can't hunt to save yourself. Dear Lord, I mean, if you were to hit a duck with an assault weapon, would there be any duck left or pheasant left? I mean, if you were to hit a deer seven times, how much meat would you even be able to get off of that? And you probably would hit it in the head so you couldn't mount it if that was what you were looking for. And I actually banned a longtime follower of the Facebook page yesterday because he was trying to make the argument there is no difference between a pump-action shotgun designed for hunting and an assault weapon. He was trying to make the insanely stupid argument that those are basically the same weapon. And I said, no, they're not. When the people sat down to design the shotgun, they were designing it to shoot waterfowl with. And when they sat down and they designed the assault weapon, they're designing to kill as many human beings as quickly as possible. It's that simple. 952-946-6205. No, it is a, it's a, this is a white man's world right now. It's a white man's world with these guns. And, you know, they're as they feel as if their inferiority is gripping them tighter and tighter, they will grasp their guns harder and harder. We will figure out something to do with this card. So we'll figure out that we'll get more details on that, but we are going to give that away. Speaking of crazy people, I got two for Mary Franson today. Mary Franson, GOP Representative Mary Franson, the baddie wonder. She's well-documented fear of young people back in December. Now, we talked about this, and I'm going to come back to this, because we, in December, talked about Mary Franson, and she refused to meet with a group of politically active high school students because they were made of Democrats. And she actually does not feel as if Democrats are – she doesn't represent Democrats. She doesn't feel she represents the Democrats of her district. And so she refused to meet with them. This is her thing. In shutting down the teen's request for dialogue, Franson demonstrated a limited view of what elected official owes her constituents, but a top-notch understanding of how to make that little shrugging face guy in a tweet. This past weekend, Franson offered a clearer understanding in why she might be afraid to interact with young progressives. She fears they might be, wait for it, Nazis. Dun, dun, dun. No, Mary, actually, the Nazis are the people that are voting for you. Just FYI. Those, you see those guys with the armbands there? You know, the really tight haircuts? Yeah, the ones with, they're talking master race. Those are your base, Mary. That's who's voting for you. You see them at your summer barbecues and picnics. They're out there. You know, those guys, yeah, the Nazis. They're your fan base, man. This has nothing to do with, this is, there. How many Nazis are voting Republican? Republican Party might not be Nazi, but they're number one with the Nazis. Let's just remember that. How many, you have an actual Nazi running for Republican in Illinois, for God's sakes. We had a guy that was close to being a Nazi, if he wasn't a full-fledged Nazi, running in Minnesota not that long ago. A couple million Americans took part in the March for Our Lives rallies across the country. Franson observed these frightening gatherings from the safety of her keyboard around 9 p.m. that night. Something moved Franson to speak out. I'm reading from City Pages, by the way. Finding her voice in a moment of political outrage, Franson wrote angrily on Facebook about teens. She's ripping on one of the Parkland student survivors, one of the survivors of Parkland, because, boy, oh, boy, nothing says we're responsible gun owners than insulting kids who have watched their classmates die. She's highlighting another person's post referring to David Hogg, the 18-year-old survivor of the Parkland, Florida shooting, as Supreme Leader Hogg. Now, I mean, that might not be Nazi. That could be, you know, Dark Force of the Star Wars thing, as Supreme Leader Hogg. Curie Construction, we can only assume, carries a negative connotation. The real poster is David Brenner, a business analyst for Ameriprise, who is in his spare time very strong opponents about the Constitution and founders and himself. Note Franson's seamless incorporation, the raised eye emoji. Some 23 minutes later, Franson posted again, this time to condemn a statement from Delani Tarr, another Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School student who said Saturday that a ban on bump stocks for rifles should be only the beginning of a reasonable gun control in America. She then says, you know, say, you give them 1 inch, they're going to take a mile, your guns are going to be gone, that's it! Which, no one's saying that. That's Mary Franson saying that, because she's fear copy, gets people to do what they don't, that go against their better judgment. Having laid the sturdy foundation for her beliefs, namely man in your battle station, the teens are coming, Franson rounded her Saturday evening with one more post. The frosting on her little conspiracy cupcake arrived via quote about indoctrinating youth from, wait for it, Adolf Hitler. Dun, dun, dun. These boys and girls enter our organizations at 10 years of age and often for the first time get a little fresh air. After 4 years of the young folk, they go on to Hitler Youth, where they have them in another 4 years. And even if they are not complete National Socialists, they go to labor service and are smoothed out there for another 6-7 months. And whatever class consciousness of social status might be left, this is from Adolf Hitler. Wow. So she's basically quoting Hitler saying this is what's happening to the Parkland students, the kids that were shot at their school, and many of them killed. She's saying, well, because that's where they're being indoctrinated. This is Mary Franson. The Douglas County DFL captured these Facebook posts, shared them with local activists Saturday. There's an alliance of wealthy private industry government officials buried bullet drill and plotting the unending reign of the culture of violent death, and some people saying that it has a bad thing. Does that make them Nazis? These are some of the questions we might have asked Franson. Had she responded to City Page's request for comment? Alas, she didn't. Then again, she's got a big day today with hearings in three of the House committees. Apparently, she has deleted the Representative Mary Franson account after this case. There's something very interesting going on with one of my social media pages and Mary Franson, though, which might be Mary trying to turn herself into a victim. I'll explain why in a second. 952-946-6205. Jeff, hold on. I'll get your call as soon as we get out of the break. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
What could be more Russian than Matryoshka, the nesting doll? I welcome you to see one of the largest collection of Matryoshka in the world, now on display at the Museum of Russian Art. A stunning range of sizes, types, and eras are represented, showing how this iconic souvenir has evolved over the last 120 years. Our thanks to Target for sponsoring this extraordinary exhibition, open daily. Find out about all our exhibitions and events at tmora.org. That is tmora.org.
With spring here, it's time for the annual Easter brunch buffet at the Park Tavern. Enjoy Easter ham and slow-roasted beef, eggs benedict, biscuits and gravy, salads, fruit, side, and dessert. Seatings are from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 1st, and reservations are recommended. $20.95 for adults, $14.95 for seniors. Kids are $10.95, 5 and under are free, and don't forget the hour of free bowling with every reservation. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, and at parktavern.net, enjoy a wonderful and easy Easter brunch with your family at the Park Tavern. With spring, it's car wash season. Thank goodness for the Luther Advantage program from Rudy Luther Toyota. Not only do I save 10 cents off per gallon of gas at holiday station stores, but I also get big discounts on car washes. And with free 2 years of maintenance with every new Toyota purchased, I can get my oil change and spring service done with the best service and maintenance department at Rudy Luther Toyota. Clear your spring checklist with great service from Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169.
Warning. Last year, over 40,000 Americans died in car-related accidents. Not a pleasant thought, is it? In fact, as thoughts go, it's downright depressing. Well, that's where we can help cheer you up. We're StandUpRecords.com, and we offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, downloads, and merchandise from the best comedians on earth. Artists like Marc Maron, Maria Bamford, Eddie Pepitone, and Doug Stanhope. Available at fine record stores, Amazon.com, and the iTunes Music Store. That's StandUpRecords.com. Come on, listen to us while you're driving. Live dangerously.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. Jeff is in St. Louis Park, and Jeff has been kind enough to wait for as long as he has. Jeff, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Matt. I live in St. Louis Park now, but I'm moving to Cambridge, and I just had to note that because I saw an editor letter to the editor in the Cambridge paper, and so it's by an 82-year-old man was concealed carry, and he said he felt unsafe going to his granddaughter's events at her high school.
In Cambridge?
And I'm thinking, why is he so concerned about, you know, Cambridge or North Branch, Minnesota, that he's got to carry a deadly weapon with him to feel safe? And it just bothers me that the NRA and Fox News and other people like of their ilk have convinced this guy that he has to have a deadly weapon with him to feel safe.
No, and Jeff, what you just touched on it beautifully. It's Fox News and the NRA convincing white people, particularly old white people, that they need to be terrified every time they see anyone who's a minority. And henceforth, that would be my guess, is this guy goes to the school. Look, there's three black kids. Where's my gun? I need the protection here. Because he honestly feels as if three kids watching a basketball game or a school recital or at a band concert is the beginning of a gang. And that's why he's terrified.
Yeah, and I, you know, when I wrote my response, I really do feel bad that this guy feels unsafe. But I'd like to know who and what.
Oh, we just lost Jeff in St. Louis Park. Jeff, thank you. I think we got where you're going. And by the way, I'll see if I can find that editorial. I'd love to see your response on that. But yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's fear. So once again, now. I have to put this Mary Franson story. Once again, the story I was quoting was out of City Pages, a story from Mike Mullen over there, out of City Pages, about Mary Franson, once again, comparing the Parkland shooting survivors to Nazis because how dare they actually speak out against guns once being shot at by them. She's also deleted her account. But this is before I saw this story, something really weird happened on my Facebook page, Progressive Citizen X, The Matt McNeil Show. And you can go to Facebook, follow it there, Progressive Citizen X, The Matt McNeil Show. 5,000 plus people there. Thank you. It's very nice. About 5,400 or so. I appreciate you all being there. Anyway, Mary Franson, I don't know if you remember, earlier in that story, we talked about how she was scared to meet with that student group in her district because they were Democrats and she doesn't feel as it's her job to represent Democrats in any capacity within her district. She doesn't basically, it doesn't seem like she understands the basic constraints of what her job is as a representative of the people. She only thinks she represents the people that she likes that voted for her. And that was a story that was out back then. And this was in December. And I posted about this. All of a sudden I started getting notifications on this story earlier today. Now, this is weird because every day if you go up on the Facebook account, you go up on the Twitter account, I post a bunch of stuff for every show. So it's about nine or, you know, anyway, between 6 and 10 new things every single day in the evening on the Facebook page and on the Twitter account, generally the same stuff. But you can, you know, can hear the show, any stories I reference in the show, I post them. If I want to taunt Hunter, I do it there in your face, Hunter. Anyway, you got it. But you see, that's what I do, right? So I'll get people commenting on a story from a week ago, occasionally, especially a big story, like the Rick Santorum story where he talked about wanting to give people CPR instead of gun control. That was, I think I posted that on Sunday. I think I'm well over 2,000 views on that story alone. And so that one still is carrying over into today. What's really weird is all of a sudden a story that has no one's made a comment on in a long time, people start making a comment on it. And earlier today, someone started commenting on the December 21st Mary Franson story, Representative Mary Franson, the December 21st story I posted on my Facebook page. And to be honest, it was pretty offensive stuff. And here's my policy when it comes to this. If you put up something that's really jerkish and out of line, I don't block you, but I make that comment visible only to you and your friends. It's an option I have running the page. As the administrator for the Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show Facebook page, I can basically block out a comment to where the only people that can see that comment are the person that posted it and their immediate friends. And there was, like I said, all of a sudden, out of the blue, you know, worthless. Well, I'm not going to give credence to it because there was four of them now. Out of the blue, out of nowhere, four people are commenting on a story from December 21st of last year about Mary Franson. On the same day, then I find out City Pages just did a major story on her about her calling the kids Nazis and she's running away from that. Now, Hunter, you have up this story on the Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show page. You see it there, right?
Yes, I do.
You basically, how many comments do you see there?
I see three comments.
You see the one that says she looks a lot like Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
And but there's another three here that I've blocked off that you cannot see right now, right?
Nope.
All right. Here's a thought I have, because I don't know if you were not here a long time ago when Mary Franson, this is back, I think we were doing the old 6 o'clock show. Mary Franson had, someone was apparently vandalizing her political signs, but from the story, and I can't remember the details, I could be a little bit off on this, but if I remember correctly, there was a strong suspicion Mary herself or her people were vandalizing their own signs to turn themselves into victims. When we talked about it, we were accused, and I very, very bluntly, of coordinating some massive campaign to vandalize her signs, to which the person that accused us, we actually said, do we have to call a lawyer or else are you going to pull this down because you have no evidence of this, you're accusing us of doing something, to which immediately they pulled it down. Well, we found out later that that person apparently was friends with Mary Franson. Okay, so there was this thing that was going on. And immediately after that, I got blocked by her and I haven't been able to watch any of her stuff. Not like I said, and I'm paraphrasing, I can't remember the full details there. If I got something wrong, I will clarify it later. I could be wrong on that story, but that's what I remember about something like that. It was a minor story, a thing we covered very quickly. Is it possible that Mary Franson has found this on my Facebook page and has sent her friends to put inappropriate comments on this post just so she can copy this post and see, I'm the real victim here. The liberal media's come after me. All right. Is it possible? Because like I said, it's weird that all of a sudden out of nowhere, this story from December 21st is getting comments and getting really inappropriate comments at that. Here's the deal. Here's how we have caught her. If that's the case. Remember I told you, I can block as the administrator on this a comment to where only the individual poster and their friends can see this.
Yep.
I have caught all three of these individually by themselves. Blocked one, then I saw the Mary Franson story, then I blocked one more, and then I blocked a third one. If Mary Franson or any of her people try to put forward this image of, look at the liberal media guy in the Twin Cities making fun of us, the only way she could see those comments is if she's with friends with the people who posted them.
I like it.
You can't see them, right?
No, I can't.
All right. I can tell you they're here because I got the administrator page up right now. They're still all there. Okay? So if Mary Franson, I mean, I'm not saying it isn't. Would it be the weirdest thing that just out of the blue a few people decided to make comments? Well, it is kind of weird because these are not nice comments. And I'm not a fan of Mary Franson, but I'm not going to allow people to use my page to basically say inappropriate things about her in regards to that sort of thing. So, there are some levels of decency as opposed to, I don't know, calling a bunch of Parkland school survivors Hitler, for God's sakes. I mean, I've got standards, you see. But I'm not saying it's completely out of the realm of possibility that this is something that could have just happened automatically, naturally. I'm not saying that it didn't. But it really is kind of, when you put it in together with the kind of thing I've run into with Mary Franson in the past, the fact that today's City Pages ran a story basically exposing the fact that she called the Parkland school survivors, you know, implied strongly that they were Hitler and Nazis and all these things. And then all of a sudden, the story from then is all these people making this comment. I think what they're doing is they're trying to set my page up to look at the liberal media, Matt McNeil. By the way, NRA card-carrying Matt McNeil. Thank you very much. Look at Matt McNeil. I think I just made four or five conservative heads explode. Look at Matt McNeil, the liberal radio host, and look what kind of intolerance he has on his Facebook page. I'm the victim. Boo-hoo, Mayor. Boo-hoo. I think it is. What do you think? I mean, it's as far as conspiracy theories go, I don't think it's that wild.
It's interesting.
Out of the blue, man. And it just, like I said, it's stuff that, you know, this is the kind of thing that, the whole thing with the signs.
I know. It's the same.
I'm not saying she was the person that vandalized her own signs, but there seemed to be enough evidence that, you know, her people or her supporters were the ones that were doing it. At the time, if I remember correctly, like I said, that was a long time ago. But she has always been one of these people that always is. She's one of the biggest snowflakes I've ever met. She always has to be turn herself into a victim. I'm the victim. After she calls school shooting victims, implies strongly that they are Nazis and Hitler. Jeez. She now is desperate to turn herself into a victim. What better way than maybe send a bunch of her friends over to my Facebook page, make a few inappropriate comments, take a screenshot, and talk about how that liberal Matt McNeil is such an evil guy. Now, for the record, once again, you do not see them. They have been blocked. If I see more that pop up here, I will block them. I will block them. Because you know what? I am of the mindset that I can take care of a Mary Francis. This is not exactly going to be, you know, double jeopardy here, okay? I'm not going to have to bring out my A game to take care of Mary and Drazkowski and Grunhagen and Neuberger. Not exactly the toughest crowd I've ever had to debate on these things, okay? But I'm not going to allow you guys just to make inappropriate comments. So if it is people on the left who are doing it, stop it. I'll block it. I'm not going to let people see that because it's inappropriate. But that being said, I don't know. I still have questions. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Speaking of brain trust, when we do return, apparently Eric Paulson does not understand the two words town and hall. Apparently, he has missed the point completely. I'll explain that when I do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Tuesday on the Mike McEntee Show, one of the most important yet least known activists of our time, Dolores Huerta. She was an equal partner in the founding of the first farm workers union with Cesar Chavez, and at age 87, she's still fighting, and now a documentary has been made of her life. We'll talk to her about the state of the labor movement and what needs to be done to keep it alive. That's Tuesday on the Mike McEntee Show from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is the first green cemetery in Minnesota. It's a beautiful, peaceful place where burials are celebrations of life with as little impact on the environment as possible. Tony Weber founded it because he wants to leave a green legacy for his grandchildren, something many of us might feel. Learn more, visit the website mngreengraves.com. Give them a call. The goal is so meaningful, so positive, it might be right for you. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens.
Kevin Ross here, inviting you to our brand new store called Ambibulous. What does Ambibulous mean? It means one who enjoys alcoholic beverages of all sorts. Ambibulous is a Minnesota maker's market. Unlike traditional liquor stores, we feature only craft beer, wine, and spirits made here in Minnesota. We are ready to guide your selections, where you can build your own four or six packs. Find us at 949 Hennepin Avenue East in Northeast Minneapolis or online at ambibulousmn.com.
Hi, this is Paul Metza, inviting you to listen to the Wall of Power Radio Hour every weekend on AM 950. We are now in our third year of broadcasting on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. MinPost has called us one of the 22 most independently entertaining and cool radio shows in the Twin Cities. We feature cool people from all walks of life and from all 50 states every Saturday at 6 p.m., replayed Sunday at 4 p.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 30. And Wednesday, chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 51. Tax day is just around the corner, and Most Tax Service has been working for you, not the IRS, since 1971. Located in Highland Park in St. Paul, one of the largest sites that electronically files taxes in the country. Call 612-721-2026 or visit MoesTax.com.
Funny day after all these financial networks said, see, we bounced back 700-600 points. Great day. We're down 344 today. Getting queasy yet on that one? Eey. Programming brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com. Milda's Cafe is the restaurant of the week. Ooh, tomorrow and Friday, pasty lunch at lunch. How about a pasty? If you're like me, my family comes from the range. Pasties are a fantastic tradition. A meat and potato pie that's just fantastic. Just great food that you'll love there. Plus, try their chicken. It's really tasty. We've had breakfast over there a few times. Very nice. 1720 Glenwood Avenue in Minneapolis, just east of Penn. Milda's Cafe, the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. Once again, I want to make sure I reiterate for the record. One, you know, basically that, you know, we're reading off the City Pages story about Mary Franson and basically seeming to compare the Parkland shooting survivors who are speaking out against gun violence to the Nazis and Hitler and all that good thing. That's on her. And once again, she's apparently deleted the Representative Mary Franson Facebook page. I think I've been very clear, Hunter. I can't remember the details of the story about the signs. I just remember we had to actually tell some guy that you're accusing us of something that we did not do. You need to stop or else we will get lawyers involved, and they stopped. But I remember it was, you know, she was accusing other people of doing it, and I thought there was someone that said, I thought, you know, that might not have been, you know, anyone but there. I don't remember the details of that. That was so long ago. I'll correct that if I was wrong on that. But then the other thing is, I'm not saying definitively that this is Mary Franson doing this, but this is weird. And especially on a day, all these comments, here's another thing I didn't mention to you. All these comments that are getting made by supposedly different people are being done in all caps, which is another really, so there does seem to be a connection here, Hunter. And they're all making, once again, inappropriate comments. I'm not saying it is, but would I be surprised if Mary Franson, in an attempt to turn herself into a victim, sent a bunch of her supporters to go over and find this story and then make these comments so she could Photoshop this and say, see, I'm the real victim. Would I be surprised by that? Not in the least bit. In no way would I be surprised by that. Nope, not at all. And like I said, considering I've blocked these people to where only the poster and their friends can see these comments, well, if someone from Mary Franson's campaign does have all these comments visible, that means they're friends. Either they're the poster or they're the friends of the poster, which would tell me a lot right there. So we'll have to see. The jury's still out. 952-946-6205. It's been years since the albino leech Eric Paulson held a town hall meeting in a hall in a town in his district. Instead of every few weeks or months, he phones in. If you're joining this is Congressman Eric Paulson doing our live telephone town hall meeting. Okay, apparently we have to explain what the words town and hall mean to Eric Paulson, okay? Because a town hall meeting is not a telephone call, dude. A town hall meeting is, well, in a town, there's a hall. And a hall would be a meeting location. And you bring people on in and have a town hall meeting in person, not via video, not via telephone. The town hall is in front of people. You labeling a phone call a town hall as a weasel coward way to prevent from actually having one is a weasel coward thing to do. But yet, once again, it's Eric Paulson. He is the epitome of weasel and coward. Reminder, he's a guy that when he was running for, one of his seats, was it Brian Barnes was running against him? He refused to debate him unless it was, the debate was supposed to be a public debate. I think they had it at Interlochen Country Club. That the debate was free, but to attend the debate, you had to pay like the $200 lunch plate fee to get in there. And most of the tickets were somehow purchased by people that were already like friends of Paulson. And the questions, as I remember, were very favorative towards Eric. You're just the most special albino leech ever. Tell us what's your secret. That sort of thing. So he's terrified because this is the Republican Party today. They are terrified of actually getting out there. Mary Frances, we talked about this in December. She did not want to meet with these Democrats because she's terrified of actually having to answer questions and being recorded going down and having because that's what they do.
So I got the telephone town hall call.
Did you?
But I missed it and it went to voicemail. So I called it right back when I listened to the voicemail and I couldn't get through to anything.
Paulson told the 2,800 constituents listening on the muted phone lines during a recent phone session. Okay, 2,800? Wait, really? You buying that number? You're telling me that you call people out of the blue randomly, not set up, not saying, hey, I'm going to be calling people in my district at 7 o'clock on a Friday evening. If you can answer, hang on, we'll get you in line. That this is basically you called up and 2,800 people were online.
I bet they called 2,800.
I bet they
total.
Called. Yeah, I guess that would be my guess. And that, you know, maybe 100 of those people were able to stay on the line. Paulson told the 2,800 constituents listening on muted phones during their recent phone session. Anyway, the questions, anyone with questions for their congressman, he said, could hit number 3 and hold, please. Now, what I'm not sure about is, was that a live connection to Paulson to where he would field calls that weren't screened? Or was there some lackey in there saying, we don't answer questions about health care. We don't answer questions about Trump. We only accept questions about how great Eric Paulson is. And guns. Yeah. Paulson office dials as many as 50,000 households in his district at a time. Anyone who picks up the phone is given an invitation, a conference call code, and a toll-free number to call within the next hour. Oh, hey, guys, let me know via Twitter what the next time Eric Paulson's having one of these things. I would love to listen in on this. Maybe record it even. It would be great. And maybe we could edit it and down and ask him questions ourselves. And maybe that's what we do is, do we have to take Robotron Eric Paulson, edit him down, and then we have to do a town hall with Robotron Eric Paulson. This is a great idea. So if you get one of those calls on Twitter, do it on Twitter, because that's a pretty quick way to get in touch with me. Give me the number and the code. I'll dial on in, and we'll listen in on the old Eric Paulson experience. Oh, God. The calls cycle mean communities in the 3rd District, an affluent suburb crescent around the Western City's metro. Most of the people in the last call were listening from Bloomington, Coon Rapids, Brooklyn Park. These calls, Paulson said, participants are just a great way to use technology to make sure we're reaching out to folks. Technology, he said, that is allowing a more effective representative to you by hearing directly from you as well. You know what else does that? It's called town hall meetings. Okay, Eric, once again, a town is a larger area of population where more people are grouped together living in a community. That's called a town. Within that town is a hall, and people can go in there and have they can basically have questions for you in person in a hall environment. You can do this, you know, a town hall meeting. That's a great way to get face-to-face with people. And then it's actually having a town hall as opposed to having a phone call, which you're pathetically trying to label a town hall. You have the voicemail.
I do, yeah.
All right, tell you what, let's take a break. When we come on back, we will play the voicemail that you got from Eric Paulson's people on this town hall, this phone call, the conference call you got from Eric Paulson. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
You're living in your own private Idaho. Living in your own private Idaho.
Underground like a wild potato.
If you're like a lot of folks this time of year, you're hearing the tax clock ticking down, and it gets a little faster every day. But don't make a bad choice by picking tax preparation in a hurry. Call Moe's Tax Service in St. Paul, 612-721-2026. Preparing personal and business taxes since 1971, their team of trained tax professionals will guide you through the process with peace of mind. 612-721-2026 or MoesTax.com. That's Moes Tax Service. They work for you, not the IRS.
Someone asked if I really do love my Rudy Luther Toyota Sienna as much as I say I do. Well, this week I've got groceries, a Target run, 7 sports practices with carpooling for 4 of them, 2 games, 3 music lessons, 4-H, dance, helping a friend move. We'll also probably have 3 play dates. I'll have to drive to work and I'll have at least 1 weekend family outing. Yes, it's a lot, but I get to do it all in relaxing comfort and style. Yes, I do love my Sienna, and you can fall in love for yourself at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169.
So you know you need your carpet clean to keep your home healthy and smelling good. But don't use just a deal-of-the-day contractor you've never heard of that leaves your home smelling like a janitor's closet. Get spring cleaned with Zero Res and their Gotta Love It guarantee. This month, get 3-room Zero Res clean starting at $129. Plus, this month you can still get a great deal when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul is a perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Offering daily fresh seafood specials, fire-roasted meats, exquisite pizza, and half-price bottles of wine on Mondays and Tuesdays, except on Xcel Energy Center event nights. Once you experience their cozy fireside dining, extensive wine list, and bar, you'll be back for more. Gift certificates available, located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
The invitations for Eric Paulson's calls tend to be last minute. Don't follow any sort of timetable. This according to Carl Bunday of Minnetonka. He can't determine any timetable that he can detect. The calls come entirely by surprise, says Bunday. A longtime Republican voted for Paulson in every election until he broke from the party over Donald Trump. Well, I'd really like to have a meeting with Eric Paulson. We're hoping to do it in in-person town hall, an actual town hall. Mia Olson of Bloomington picked up the ringing phone by chance. Nothing on the caller ID, she said, indicated that was an incoming call from a congressional office. She dialed into the call, punched in the code, said she'd been given and hit pause 3 to ask a question. At the end of the call, Paulson told those still waiting to stay on the line there would be sent a voice mailbox, she said, and either he or the staffer would get back to them. I waited online for 45 minutes and then was disconnected, she said. I would like so this isn't really more of a question and answer session, more of a hey, hi, it's a frantic late call from Eric Paulson. I'm not a coward. I'm making a phone call, but no questions. Bye. Click.
So, that's exactly what it seemed like to me.
So here we go. This is Hunter received an invite to an Eric Paulson hug fest here. Let's listen into this here.
This is Congressman Eric Paulson. I was calling to invite you to join my live telephone town hall meeting, but it appears you're unavailable. I'm sorry I missed you. However, please feel free to contact my office at 952- 405-8510 to sign up for our next telephone town hall meeting or visit my website at www.paulson.house.gov to learn more about what's happening in Congress and to sign up for my newsletters. Thanks a lot and have a great night.
By the way, if you do want to be part of that next Eric Paulson telephone conference call, my number was 952-405-8501, right?
10.
Well, 8510. 8510. 952-405-8510 is the number.
Yep, that's it.
All right. Was there, when that call came in, was there anything on caller ID that identified it as coming from the congressional office?
No.
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 It just, I didn't know just what it was. Does it say a number at all, or did it just say the number?
Well, the voicemail says it's from the 952-405-8510 number.
All right.
But that's a 952 number.
Do me a favor. When take the, you can do this off the air. Listen to that back again. Let's make sure we get the correct number for the call back on Paulson on number. Because if you want to be part of this conference call, I think it's a great idea that as many of us call and say, yeah, I want to do that. So if you could check that, Hunter, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Now, this is not a conference call. This is not a town hall. This is a pathetic attempt by Eric Paulson to basically try to say, I'm interacting with my constituents. But how is it interacting with your constituents when you call with no warning, with nothing, just out of the blue and say, hey, I don't know what you're doing, but if you have 45 minutes to listen to me, take a few questions, I'm calling right now. That's not a town hall, dude. That's you basically taking advantage of surprise and then acting like I was out there and attainable. So maybe the only option that we have is for everyone to call up and say, I want to be part of your next town hall meeting. But say, ask the question. Can I ask a question? Because it seems like it indeed is not a case where we can do that. And it is, by the way, 952 405-8510. 405-8510. That's Eric. You want to be part of the next conference call. And as we heard from the one woman here, she basically she waited for 45 minutes. She was disconnected. I would like to look him in the eye and answer the question. Paulson said he prefers a more low-key style of constituent outreach, open office hours, private meetings, and telephone town halls. He does not, he has said, want to be shouted down by others who want to be boisterous and have other intentions. Dude, if people are showing up to your town hall meetings wanting to scream you down, something you applauded when psychopaths were screaming for birth certificates 8 years ago, you knucklehead. Maybe you suck at your job. Have you thought about that? And that's really what you're being a coward. You suck at being a representative, and you're terrified of the people shouting you down for your ineffective ability to get any damn thing done. That might be it. Paulson opened up for questions in the queue of people waiting patiently on hold for almost an hour. He fielded some questions. Anguished calls from some Liberians fearful that Trump administration is going to strike down the protected status that allowed families to stay there. He's scared to face his constituents. Eric Paulson is a coward. This is Mr. Jennings, a Tonka Bay City Council member, National Guard veteran. I think in a large part, Eric Paulson is a coward. He's scared to face his constituents. As Paulson wrapped up his call, he asked the entire group to make their voices heard. Press one, if they support the president's tariffs. Two, for while I don't have the answers to a lot of these challenging questions, Paulson said, hearing your perspective does make a difference. You know, how about this? How about you actually go and meet with the people that you represent, you coward? And I want everyone to call Eric Paulson. And Matt McNeil, I am Matt McNeil. I host a radio show here. I'm not in his district. I'm about three blocks into Ellison's district from him. But I think Eric Paulson's a coward. I think he's a coward who is terrified to face the people he is supposed to represent. He is like some weak-kneed medieval, landowner who's all of a sudden realized the peasants are getting out of line. And he's terrified of actually facing you. I'll tell you what, Eric Paulson, this radio show is wide open for you. Come on this show. I guarantee you a lot of the third district here is AM 950. It's an opportunity for you to talk to your constituents. But I'm not going to, we're going to take calls, and I'm sure as hell not going to take a list of approved questions only. But show us that you're not the coward that I am calling you, Congressman. Come on this show, 1 hour with my listeners. I'll let them ask all the questions. They're pretty smart, Mike McEntee's up next. We are back tomorrow. Until then, see ya.